Of course, I learned it wrong when I tried to learn it. It was on a, anybody ever heard of the Weavers? That was a folk group back in the 50s that Pete Seeger, you probably heard of Pete Seeger, was one of the Weavers. In fact, Pete Seeger, there's a famous Weavers recording, one of their most famous recording, live at Carnegie Hall. They had a reunion. They had a hit record in 1950, I believe, Good Night Irene. It's a song written by a guy named Lead Belly, who was a black blues folk musician who was actually sentenced, was in prison for murder. And a folklorist named John Lomax helped get him out due to the fact that he was such a good musician and wrote a lot of songs. Keep that in mind.
He said it must not have been in Texas.
No, well, he got a pardon. I think he found a sympathetic governor. I think he was in maybe Mississippi. In any case, Lead Belly wrote a song called Good Night Irene, and the Weavers had a really big hit in around 1950, and then they got in trouble because of their leftist leanings. I don't know if you've studied they call the McCarthy era in the early 50s, where they anybody who had left-wing leanings was considered a communist, and they were blacklisted from working, and a lot of folk musicians were in that category, and they just went out of business. But around 1958 or so, the Weavers had a reunion at Carnegie Hall, and it was recorded on a record. It was a pretty widely circulated record. During that concert, Pete Seeger played that piece, Woody's Rag, on the mandolin. That's a very long-winded way of explaining